Well, it sounds like the new Morning Edition theme. Okay, good morning. Welcome.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, people are saying plenty about that.
Oh,
believe
I'm sure
me.
They are.
We'll get into Soul Science Lab and the music we just heard in a few moments. Let me introduce formally Sean Stone, who is our cultural correspondent. He goes out, tells us what's happening in area stages and screens, comes back, reports to us, and we've been doing this for years. We've been doing this old dog and pony show for a long time.
That's right.
Good to have you
ring
back.
Ring the bell and.
That's know. Right. What have you seen?
Hail Satan.
Of course you
question
did.
Question mark.
Yes. It's, oh, question mark.
Yeah, that's the end of it. It's Penny Lane's documentary about the founding and growth of the Satanic Temple, which treats Satan as a theoretical construct. They don't really believe in him.
Okay.
You know, they're a sort of a resistance group. I think the main takeaway from the movie that you can have, especially in light of, you know, recent events, is we lost the culture war. We lost it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really funny. She gets into all of the background of, like, the Ten Commandments monuments. Do you know how that started?
In Alabama, well, Roy Moore, right?
No, in the 1950s, when the Cecil B. DeMille's movie came out, Paramount handed out Ten Commandments monuments, and Charlton Heston would show up and wave.
Oh God!
Yes, this is how ridiculous everything is. You know.
Well, that there you go.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, it's sort of a growing, it's a small movement, and then they have little schisms, like always, you know, groups have. They have little schisms, but the people they're up against are just awful.
So, but worth seeing?
Very worth seeing, and it's very entertaining.
Hail Satan? Question mark. All
yes.
Right, that is on screens now. Now, upcoming, beginning
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
One of the great traditions in the Capital Region is the Fence Show. It's Fence 2019 at the Arts Center of the Capital Region in Troy, where it's just this. It's like a salon. It's like art from floor to ceiling. Fills up the entire gallery space.
Yes.
And it's complete democracy. It's like people who are amateurs, people who are professionals. Everybody gets to submit one.
I've been to this event. It's fascinating. It's lovely. It's incredible. And because there is, as you say, that democracy, it's just fascinating because you look at things and you go, oh wow, it's different when it's against other stuff that is of various qualities and strength, and it
topics.
Has you. Yeah, it's really fascinating. I love it. It's really, it's one of those things that you just, you can think and look at for a really long time.
Yeah. And then
and
they
then
do
buy
they,
stuff so they can
exactly.
make a buck. Yeah.
And then in June, you get the curated version.
That's
you get,
right.
You get Fence Select.
Yeah.
And then somebody wins.
All done.
All done. Also tomorrow night at Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park, Citizen Cope. You know, the blues guy's been around for quite some time now.
Now, we talked about Upstate Concert Hall last week when you mentioned the Wallows.
Yes,
and
I did.
And I said I was too old to go. I ended up going.
All right.
Yeah, I went with my niece, who is of the age. I had fun.
That's good.
I had a really good time. I stood. Give me an honor badge here, Sean. I stood for about 2.5 hours.
That's impressive. That's a club show, man.
I will say the one thing I felt, it's me who was a big, huge guy, and then it's like Gulliver and the Lilliputians, and you don't I don't even want to like move because I'm afraid I'm going to take people out.
Yeah, all these little youngsters.
Young kids. I don't want to hurt anybody, for God's sake. You just sneeze and you can kill four of them.
Oh my God.
So I tried to get over by a pole just so I can
right.
kind of be next to it so I can ground myself. But I had a delightful time. It was really fun. That's all I have to say.
There you go.
I conquered that fear. Citizen Cope, Upstate Concert Hall, Friday night, 8:00.
Also Friday night at 7:30 at the Egg in Albany, it's Black Violin. This is a sort of music fusion group. They play, they're influenced by classical, rock, hip-hop, all kinds of music, and they bring it all together and play it on their violins. Friday and Saturday, various times at the Funny Bone Comedy Club in Gilderland, it's Dave Attell.
The very funny Dave Attell.
Yes. And there are seats available for all shows. At least there were yesterday.
Dave Attell.
Saturday night in Great Barrington at the Mahawy Performing Arts Center. It's at 6 o'clock. It's Close Encounters with Music, the Escher String Quartet. They're going to be playing the music of Mozart, Schubert, and Barber. And it's Barber's Adagio for strings, so get out your handkerchief. Saturday night in Williamstown at the Clark Art Institute at 7 o'clock, it's Jonathan Dealey, a jazz trumpet player, and a very natty dresser. Very impressive
very
wardrobe.
Nice. Yeah, all right.
And
go
he
check
can
that
play.
Out.
And we got another jazz show. This is at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, Saturday night at 8 p.m. That's the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, and he's a Hammond B3 guy. You know, it's like the classic 60s organ sound. Really cool.
Good stuff.
And then as the intro music was, it's Soul Science Lab. We'll be at Mass Mocha's Club B10 Saturday night in North Adams at 8 o'clock. And you're encouraged to dance, I believe.
Oh, all right.
You'll be encouraged to dance. You don't have to just sit there and enjoy it.
Look, I was just impressed I could stand for 2.5
there you
hours.
Go.
I don't know about dancing, but maybe that'll be my next step.
Baby steps.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
And then where do we go?
We go to Rome. Beautiful central New York, the Capitol Arts Complex. Saturday night, they have their Out After Midnight film series, which is really well-programmed. And at 9:30, they're going to be showing I Am Cuba, which is a legendary Soviet-Cuban documentary from 1964. They've just done a new 4K restoration of it, so it looks really nice. And Martin Scorsese is a big fan, and it's a classic. Flop at the time, and politically, you know, we don't like this, but eventually everything finds an audience.
I Am Cuba.
And then at the Palace Theater in Albany for two big nights, Saturday and Sunday at 7:30, Judas Priest.
One, not enough. You need two.
Not a lot of seats left for Saturday. There's some seats left for Sunday, but there's literally like a dozen seats left for Saturday. So you got to go. You're probably going to have to go Sunday by the time you hear this.
Yeah.
And Uriah Heep is opening.
Oh, so this is a real. We were coming down. I guess it was Clinton, and my wife saw the marquee that said Judas Priest, and she said, "Really, still?"
Yep.
It's like, yeah,
hey,
that's cool.
Rob Halford still got the voice.
There you go.
And then we have a bunch of new movies. And, of course, the big one is John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum, or Parabellum. I don't know how it's pronounced or how they're saying it. It's Latin for prepare for war.
All right.
And these movies are insanely violent to the point of they're almost funny. They're so violent. And it's also the name of a German artillery gun in World War I. And that's pretty much what Keanu Reeves does in this movie. Someone does him wrong, and then he just, you know, like, did you see any of them? The first?
No, I haven't.
The first movie, they steal his car and kill his puppy. And he goes out and kills like a million people.
And that is why.
To exact his revenge.
All right.
Then we have Meeting Gorbachev, which is Werner Herzog's interview with Mikhail Gorbachev documentary. Have you seen the trailer for this?
I have.
Oh, it's hysterical. Yeah. I am probably the only German who wanted to kill you. How you doing, Werner? That's peak Herzog right there. That's a real conversation opener. The Sun Is Also a Star, which is a teen romance, and A Dog's Journey, in which a dog spirit keeps getting reincarnated in different dogs to the same owner, which I think is unfair. It's like the dog would say, Dennis Quaid again? Am I going to get somebody new? Nothing against Dennis Quaid. He's
Dennis
lovely
Quaid
actor.
Again? And what happened to Meg Ryan?
Yeah, exactly.
All good stuff. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. You can find out more information by going to our website. Everything is posted there, wamc.org/roundtable. Sean, it's a pleasure to see you. Always good to have you here.
Delighted to be here.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.